open it. If not, there are some in the pews, so you'll be able to follow along. And this is Matthew 15, and we're going to read verse 32 to verse 38. So we're going to read together from the Bible. Great to be able to follow along. If you're a young person, hopefully a grown-up will be able to help you find the place where you need to be so you can follow and see what God has to say to us in his word. So this is Matthew 15, beginning to read at verse 32. Here we go. Matthew 15, 32. Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way." Jesus answered, "Where could we get enough bread in this remote place to feed such a crowd? How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied, "and a few small fish." He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000, besides women and children. Now this morning, for our harvest service, we're thinking about something that Jesus did when he was on planet Earth. And it's really important for us at the very beginning to remember that Jesus isn't like Spider-Man or Superman or Captain Marvel. Jesus is a real person. He is God in the flesh that came to planet Earth. This isn't made up. This is true. People saw it happen and they wrote down what they had seen happen. And this morning, we're going to learn 3 really important words. And I wonder if you'll be able to remember them. They're not the easiest of words, but what we're going to do is hopefully try and explain what they mean. So the first one is the word compassion. Okay, well, let me explain to you. If you look in this verse that we've just read, we see that Jesus had compassion. So you see in verse 32, if you have a Bible. Now, what we see is Jesus looked at the people and he saw that they were hungry and maybe were going to faint because they'd not had anything to eat. And he had compassion on them in that situation, concern for them. So compassion is to have concern for somebody. Now, maybe you have had concern for somebody. Maybe you've had concern for a brother or a sister who has been poorly and you feel sorry for them. You have concern for them. You wonder if they're going to be okay. Maybe you have a pet that's not a spider and it was poorly and your mum and dad had to take it to the vet and you felt compassion for your pet. Well, Jesus had compassion on a great big crowd of people because they were hungry. Is anyone feeling hungry now? So, oh, we've got some hands going up. Some people are already hungry. When I was at school, at secondary school, I used to take a packed lunch some days. And when it got to our first break, which was at about 11:15, I think, I dived into my packed lunch because I was so hungry. And then by the time it got to dinner time, I didn't have anything left to eat because I'd already eaten my packed lunch. Now, maybe it was a bit like this for these people. They were following Jesus, listening to what Jesus had to say, and they followed him for 3 days. And maybe they started with a packed lunch, maybe they started with some food to eat, but as time went on, they just ate all their food until they were at the point where they were hungry. Now you might say, well, that's not difficult, just go to the nearest McDonald's. Go to the nearest Lidl or Aldi. But the problem is, these people, we were told, were on the side of a mountain. I've walked up a few hills in my life, I've never walked up Snowdon, but I've never found a cafe or a McDonald's on the top of a hill or a mountain. Now, I think there is one on the top of Snowdon, but ordinarily, there is not anywhere to eat on a mountain. And Jesus felt compassion. And the word compassion is like having a feeling, like almost you feel sick, like a knot in your stomach. You just have a feeling of concern and care for somebody, and you feel it deep within you. So how incredible is this? In a world where most people pretty much look after themselves, Jesus came to this earth and he cared and had a concern for the people around him. And more than that, now you may have concern for people, I may have concern for people, But would you have concern for somebody who perhaps had broken one of your toys, who had maybe said mean things to you or mean things about you? Would you have concern and compassion for somebody who made themselves your enemy? Because the Bible says the reason why Jesus came to earth was actually to rescue people who had done things that had harmed him, lived in a way that wasn't pleasing to him. Jesus came to earth to have compassion on people who had set themselves up as his enemies. The Bible says that all of us deserve death for the way that we live, but yet Jesus has compassion on us, just like he had on that crowd. He had a feeling like a knot in his stomach, wanting to do something about the situation that we're in. So that's our first big word, compassion. Let's have a look what our next big word is. Here we go. Our next big word is the word provision. So provision is you provide something for somebody, really. It's simple. So the first word, what was the first word? Does anyone remember? The first word was compassion. And our second big word is provision. You provide for somebody. We've all been provided for in so many ways. You're all wearing shoes, clothes. They were provided for you. Your parents provide you with so much. Clothes, food, safety, shelter, warmth, love. The list goes on and on. Well, we had a crowd of people, 4,000 people, plus women and children. And Jesus had compassion on them because they were hungry and he was worried they were going to faint. And so he wanted to provide for them. And here's the thing. Jesus had form. Do you know what that expression means? When somebody's in a certain situation, you might say, oh, they have form. So maybe a football player always scores from a particular situation. They have form. Or maybe when you do a test, that person has form. They always get 10 out of 10. Well, it's not too long ago that we were told in Matthew's gospel that Jesus encountered a crowd, not of 4,000 people, but this time of 5,000 people. And they were hungry, and Jesus wanted to feed them, and he did a miracle. He provided all those people with bread and fish to eat, proving that he is God. Now, God also has form when it comes to providing for people. So in the beginning of the Bible, we read that God made a world full of food for us to enjoy. We read that God planted a garden for Adam and Eve to enjoy, to be able to eat. Right down through the centuries, God has been making the sun to shine and the crops to grow so that we can have food. God provides for mankind all the time. Incredible. On one occasion, God provided supernaturally for his people whilst they were in a wilderness, a desert, with nothing to eat. God is a God who provides. And so Jesus wanted to provide for this crowd. What did he do? Well, he asked his disciples first, how can we provide for this big group of people? And they didn't really have any answers, which is surprising. Because it's not too long ago that Jesus had fed 5,000 people miraculously. So why didn't the disciples just remember and say, why don't you do a miracle like last time, Jesus? That's something to think about. Maybe it was because at this point they weren't in Jewish territory. They were in Gentile territory. And maybe the disciples didn't think Jesus would do it. Or maybe they were having a tough time coming to terms with who Jesus was. Maybe they didn't realize that he was the Son of God. And so they asked Jesus, where are we going to get enough bread? Where are we going to get enough food in this remote place for all these people? And they scratch around and try and find some food. They found 7 loaves and just a few fish. That doesn't even sound like enough for my dinner, let alone a dinner for 4,000 people. But then we read this amazing thing. Just look down in your Bible in verse 35, he told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. What's our big word? Do you remember? Big word? Provision. Jesus provides for all those people. Absolutely incredible. He fed a crowd of 4,000 people just with 7 loaves and a few fish. And that isn't God's greatest provision. God has also provided for us in our sin problem. So we've already said that Jesus has compassion for us, but then he came to this earth to do something about the situation that we're in. We owe the debt of death, sin's debt, which is death, eternal death. But Jesus came to this earth to die on a cross, to provide for us, to give us salvation, to give us new life. Has anybody done anything wrong this week? Anyone? Nobody. That's really good. Oh, thank you, Tony. Putting your hand up. Lies, temper, twisting the truth, not listening to dad and mum, demanding our own way, being selfish, not loving God. The list goes on and on and on. We all deserve God's guilty verdict, yet Jesus has compassion. And he provides for our salvation, our rescue, by dying in our place. That's the reason Jesus came to earth. That is the good news of the gospel. That we've done wrong, Jesus pays our debt and gives it to us absolutely free when we put our faith in him. Last word. And this word is not going to need an explanation because we're all going to know exactly what this means. Leftovers. There we go. It is one word. I Googled that. Leftovers. So we have compassion, serve someone. We have provision, which is you provide for someone, you provide. Now we have leftovers. Is anyone pleased when mum or dad says, it's leftovers for tea tonight? Yeah, I am. I quite like leftovers. I think if a meal tastes as good, it's a sign of a good meal if it tastes as good warmed up in the microwave the day after. That's a sign of a really good meal. Leftovers. So that was when there was too much the first time round, and then we eat it again. So this morning, after this service, we've got a buffet lunch downstairs, and then tonight we're going to be eating leftovers after the evening service. Happens every time. It's great. We have a buffet, then after the evening service, more food again. So leftovers happen when there is an abundance, when there is more than enough. Jesus had compassion on the crowd. He felt it in the pit of his stomach. He provided for them something to eat, but there were leftovers. There was an abundance. It wasn't a case that these 4,000 people and all the women and the children just, you know, all got a little bit of this bread and just took a crumb and went, oh, yum, I'm full now, and passed it on. Not at all. They ate, they were satisfied, and then at the end, they collected 7 basketfuls. Isn't that amazing? Verse 37. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. That's more bread than they started with. Amazing. What Jesus did, he did in abundance, so there was leftovers. Now, we need to know this. This is really important. Jesus has compassion on us. He provides for us, but he does it abundantly. When God forgives us, he doesn't just take us back to level, just to equal ground. No, God is delighted with us because what Jesus has done, how pleased he is with Jesus for always doing the right thing, he gives us that record for us. I love the story of the prodigal son. You know the one? There's a boy that goes away from home, breaks his dad's heart. The son returns to his dad. His dad runs to him, throws his arms around him, gives him a ring, gives him sandals, gives him a robe. And what else does he do? He goes and he gets the fatted calf that would win all the local agricultural shows, the best calf, and he kills it and throws a party. And I suspect after that party, there were leftovers because there'd just be so much food and there'd be so much rejoicing and celebrating. And God says, that is what I'm like. I am a God who does things in abundance. When people who are sinners, rebels, people who turn back to him in repentance and faith, he celebrates. And his rescue for us is in abundance. He gives us the track record of Jesus. So he is absolutely delighted with us all through faith. What a great thing to celebrate this harvest time. So try and remember, young people, those 3 big words: compassion, provision, and leftovers. Remember that God is a God who has genuine, real concern for us. He did something about it by providing the Lord Jesus to die for us. And he does it absolutely abundantly. There are no half measures with God's salvation and his rescue.